He's driving the joint. I ain't a big fan of the opposite sex.
Everybody in?
You can't. Waiting on Gerard again.
Yep.
I can't.
I'm in. All right. Welcome. An early episode of Run and Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm G-Man.
I'm Ro.
All right. JP. I'm in. What's up, JP?
What's happening, fellas? Gerard, good to hear
you. All right. Brother. Good to hear yours, too.
Yes, sir.
I was like, hey,
yes, sir.
You know we got to have the sex symbol of the group got to be here.
I hear you. Hey, Gerard, it is on mine anyway.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, once you put it out, I mean, you put it out there, so it's, you know what I'm saying? That makes it true.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, my brother.
But how's everybody week?
Hey, man, it's been a great week for me. Hot, but I have had a wonderful week. And I tell you what, I'm glad to be able to hear you guys' voice.
Absolutely. Great week. Great, great week. I can't complain.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Y'all had Same a good here. Week?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir, good.
But tonight's episode is, can you maintain a healthy relationship and still be friends with the opposite sex?
All right.
So what do y'all, who wants to start off and answer that question?
Yes, sir. Hey, that is a very interesting topic. You know, men are not the one that created what they call friend zone. The friend zone was created by females.
That's right.
That's where they are seeing a man, several men, and then they put this guy, who's usually a simp, in the friend zone, meaning they put him on the back burner and they let him take them out to eat, buy them gifts. He's waiting to see if something goes wrong in the relationship with her and the other guy so he can move in. And she's the same way. She's actually waiting if something happens between her and the guy she's with, then she's going to that guy that's in the friend zone. So it seems to me that I don't think, you know, I've heard both sides of the story, but I don't think that, well, let's put it this way. With me, I don't want to be no woman friend that I'm not. I'm married right now, but if I wasn't married, she's either going to be my woman. I don't want her as a friend.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about you?
So when you think about it too, man, it's like, I agree 100 with JP just said, but that just like you sitting on the block.
Mm-hmm.
And you waiting on that relationship to fail. She done told you all kind of, like you can tell when she done with the lady, when she's done with the relationship, when she start like sharing more information with the friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And once she start sharing more information with you, that's when you there like, oh man, this man doing this, man, I could do a better job. Mm-hmm. Or this woman doing this, you know what I mean, and all that stuff like that. You know, so I think of it like, you know, just having a friend just waiting there for me, you know, because when you married and all that stuff like that, man, you never know what might happen, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying? You got somebody sitting there waiting on the sideline, waiting there for the opportunity, and you sharing information, and they know more about your relationship than your wife know about it, or your husband know about it, you know what I'm saying? So that's just a sticky situation, you know?
Yes, sir. Hey, and fellas, even more important is the fact, and I'm not picking on the women here, but they're the ones that tend to put a man in that predicament where they put him in the friend zone, which means that that man that is in the friend zone is not their first pick. If I'm not, if the sex symbol ain't number one, I don't want to be in there.
No. Oh, hell. Oh, hell.
I got to be number one, fellas.
You got to be the number one pick.
Number one pick.
You know, look, you can't be number 10, number 9, 10, number 8,
no,
number 7.
Sir. I got to be number one.
But you could be number 5, though.
No, hell no. G-Man got my red cursor.
So, Ro, what you think?
I think it depends on the relationship. Like, I know I have more female friends than what I do male friends because dudes do more talking than goddamn women do. So, So from the standpoint of it being like not trying to get with somebody, but just more like you just platonic friends, I think that is doable, but I think it's dependent on the person that you with. Some ladies or some guys, it's not going to matter. It ain't going to matter if it's a platonic relationship or not. You talk to this person, you know, y'all text a lot or whatever the case may be. It's going to be something assumed that's going on. You know?
Yes, sir. You got that right.
For me, I agree with Ro, but the thing for me is you gotta have some type of boundary.
Yes, sir.
As far as things that, you know what I'm saying? So let's say you got some stuff going on at your house, you know what I'm saying? And then now you telling this other person all the stuff that's going on in your house. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I mean, certain things should stay where it is, and that other person should know like every move that's being made in your house.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
But
yes,
I have a lot of female friends. I have more female friends than male friends, but that's the thing. Most of the ones I'm friends with, I work with, but I don't talk to them outside of work.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So we keep it,
joking around,
all that stuff. We keep it in at work.
Hey, Gerard, I know you say you talk with them at work, but now you know they have what they call a work husband now. You ain't a work husband.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. You brought that up. One day I was at work, and one of the ladies in the deli department came over there and was like, "So what's going on with you and the deli manager?" I said, "Nothing." I said, "You know, sometimes I go to her and vent about stuff that's going on in my department." And she was like, "Well, you know, she's going around telling people that you her work husband."
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that. Yes. Don't do that. No, don't do that.
Sir.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's just, so I understand what you're saying, but
yes, sir,
but yeah, but I agree with you with that. Like I said, with same thing like with my friends, I don't talk about what's going on at the house. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Relationship wise, we don't talk about that. We talk about like life shit, what's going on. Same thing we made, you know, just talking about work stuff, but it don't be anything about relationship stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's what I hear is a bunch of wisdom. I tell you what my experience is. I have found this out that as a man, you know, y'all have heard me say this again and again. Men are logical. Women function on feelings. They may disagree with me. Say, no, we don't function on feelings, but men are logical. Y'all, we're men.
So my question, and not to cut you off, right? I'm gonna say this. So do you guys think that we have more puller talk with our ladies, or do you think the ladies have more puller talk with us?
I love what you saying, because that's exactly
I think
what
the men do.
Talk is a dangerous thing. Because I'm telling you now,
you ever have puller talk when you don't have a bottle of wine? Next thing you know, you better pass out. You better not have that puller talk.
Hey,
you don't have a full five bottles of wine.
Hey,
you better just go ahead and chill.
I don't have pillow talk, but I'm gonna tell you
what you have sexy talk.
I mess around and got a hold of some moonshine several years back, and that moonshine was good too. I lost my job, and I woke up the next morning and I had. There was a peanut butter sandwich beside the bed on the bedstand. And I looked at my wife. I said, "Who in the hell has been eating peanut butter sandwich?" She said, "You have. You had me make it when I got home." And I said, and she said, "You said something about $50. I said, "Oh, Lord." So I didn't pillow talk, but I realized, fellas, you got to watch that mouth, because he can work against you.
That's right.
And I realized then, man, you need to. I went and got the rest of that moonshine and poured it out before I told something I didn't want to tell. Yes, sir. So, but I don't pillow talk with my wife. I don't pillow talk. When I was a single man, I didn't pillow talk with those ladies because they would use it against me.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, we got a message from Beloved.
Hey, panel and goo. I believe it is possible, but it really depends on the individuals. And, I mean, you can't control how someone else perceives you or views you, or I would say stores you in their heart, if you know what I mean. But I think, yeah, you can only control yourself and how you deal with the situation and, I guess, heal as well through it. And yeah, you just have to change your mind as well. In a way, keep your mind in a place where you understand, you can frame it right so that you can operate correctly, you know, as well. If you don't, then it's going to be confusing and all the rest of it.
I agree with that.
Yeah, same here.
And I can say one more thing before you play the message. And that is the other thing about, like, what G-Man and what JP was saying as far as, like, the pillow talking. I think that men don't need no drinks. Just knowing that there's a female that's willing to listen to them and not judge them about what's going on with them, it make them feel comfortable enough to open up. Because, you know, it's like, depending on the person, the female you may be with, you don't feel as comfortable opening up to her. She may not want that out of her man. But then here you have this female, you got these female friends, and you feel more comfortable talking to them and telling them stuff. And I think that's where that issue come in with the pillow talking, you know, where it becomes so freely for them to do it. That's all I have. You gotta play the message now.
All right.
Just for context as well, I think, you know, from my experience, it was actually a relationship that had ended while I was on a faith journey, strong faith journey, and so was he, in Christ. So, you know, he really, Christ that is, unified our minds, you know, to be able to manage that better without any animosity, you know, to have mutual respect, all of that. And that was my first time experiencing the end of a relationship and in a healthy way and still remain friends, you know. But to carry that friendship while you're in a committed relationship or anything like that is another story. Especially marriage, another story.
Yeah, some good points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know, but then it's like, at the same time, it's like, you can, I guess it's like, it's easy for one party to have platonic friends, but then it's like, so at what level is it like, all right, now you got overkill going? Is it having two? So, like, as a guy, if you have three plus female friends, is that too much? Or is one too much, you know?
Are you able to hear me, Road Dog?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Hey. Road Dog, as I said, that's a good question. You know, I've had women in the past that were my friends. And I got to tell you and Gerard the truth and G-Man the truth. And it looked to me that we started out as friends, but before it was over, it became sexual. And they began to flirt. And when they flirted, I flirted. And they flirted more than I flirted more. Next thing you know it, boy, they were, I was like, all right, man, you about to get yourself in trouble. And anyway, so it just seemed like with me, it should work. You know, you should be able to have, you know, we hear folks say it all the time. You hear women say, I got more male friends than female. Well, if I was a single man, my woman's not going to have a male friend. Especially not with Gerard and Road Dog and the G-Man in the neighborhood. She can't have it. I was just telling you like it is, you boys dangerous. But so
what do we do?
I just know you're smooth, Gerald. You're smooth. So
I ain't did nothing.
You ain't done that much of smoking.
I ain't done nothing.
And that, hey, you remember what Michael Jackson, that song he made, Dangerous. Hey, Dangerous, yeah. Big guy. So what I'm saying is that when I consider that his guys like a G-Man, a Road Dogg, and Gerard in the neighborhood.
I don't want my woman to have male friends. Because she's liable to, them boys will break it down.
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, we got like, oh shit, got like two of them.
So, I'm new here. I'm just exploring this app. I don't know what is it. Am I audible or not? So, yeah, I just checked.
Okay.
You know what? I don't think it can be controlled, especially based on your personality, whether you have friends of the opposite gender. My thing, personally, is if we're in a committed relationship, you got to hold your own. So my partner can have friends that are from the opposite sex. And I've been in a relationship where it wasn't managed very well on his side. And he was very dodgy and secretive about things. So I understand what that feels like. I'm not deterred, though, from the idea of people having friends. Like, you know, it's a human experience. It's just, how do you manage? How do you hold your own? How do you protect our committed relationship? You know, because it's about your integrity at the end of the day. And my integrity too.
Yeah, and I, you know, and she got some good points, because like once you stop being secretive, like a lot of people, a lot of ladies, like, and I, you know, and guys too, we'll sit there, we'll hide our phone, we'll delete a message, you know, we tell people don't call at a certain time. Well, if they friends and all that stuff like that, are they coworkers? They should call anytime. Not you know, disrespecting your house, but why you delete message? You know what I'm saying? Why you being secretive? Why you sitting on your phone and your car? You get what I'm saying? So, you know, once you start doing them kind of stuff, man, you better go ahead and pack your bag, woman or man, because that person out there. Being with somebody, well, not being with somebody else, but trying to get to know somebody. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, G-Man, how would you feel if Cali girl wanted to be your friend, and she wanted to, and she wanted to call you?
No, I can't do that, because that won't even I can't do that. That won't even be fair to her and the wife. Hey, look, now, it'd be fair to me, but it won't be fair to them too. You get what I'm saying? So that's a little bit of greediness.
No, but
you know?
y'all just friends though.
Yeah, but you know what friendship end up leading to after, if you keep talking to a person and you keep talking to a person, guess what? You're gonna keep talking to that person. You know what I mean? Then the next thing gonna come out your mouth is when we're going out to eat dinner, when they can come by and see you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Hey, I tell you what, fellas, I like that question, Gerald. That's a good question. Hey, I'd love to see Juicy, but I know I get in trouble. I get in trouble, fellas. I was about to ask you about Juicy. Hey, I'm telling you, man, she look good now from what I see on that avatar. Hey, but I can't, because I get myself. See, Juice ain't going to get me in trouble. I'm going to get myself in trouble.
That's right.
And that's right, Juicy.
Juicy ain't on it.
I know, but she might be. Yeah. I know, fella.
Juicy ain't coming.
But, you know.
Juicy at work.
Well, I'm remember saying.
Juicy work at a certain time.
Well, that's all right. I love working with
women. Yeah.
I hope you fellas do, too.
Juicy work at the airport.
Oh, y'all something else. Y'all something else.
Yes. Yes, sir. Hey, Gerald, I love me a working woman.
She work at
my baby retired now, but that's all right. She did work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know, fellas, like I say, I have been friends with at 58 years old
I have been friends with the opposite sex. I love you guys. Make no mistake about it. But I have been friends with the opposite sex. And I'm telling you, every time I have been friends, it ended up being almost to the, it become sexual. And most of the time it wasn't, I'm one that would take accountability for my part.
That's right.
But most of the time it would be the female that would actually start making sexual suggestions, or she'll, and then before you know it, I'm like, oh, dumb, I'm falling right on in there.
Well, I mean, the only way you'll fall into that trap is if she say, if you at her house, or you go by her house, or y'all go eat lunch or something like that, and she walk away from the table, and then she look back at you to see if, just to see if you looking at her G-string and,
hey, listen, G-Bass, G-Bass sound like he done been there.
Oh,
hey, but he's right.
That's a dangerous one for
you. Hey, but here's what would happen with me. As for instance, one of the last female friends I had, right? We would talk, and it was on my job. And she said, JP, what are you doing when you get off work? I say, hey, I'm going home. Take it easy. She said, baby, you can take it easy with me at the motel. I said, wait a minute now. I go,
You going to Motel 6?
No, baby, we ain't going nowhere, my brother. But I'm just saying, that's where she went. She said, you can take it easy with me.
They got bed bugs in Motel 6. You would have been taking something back home. You would have had a good time, but you would have had some bed bugs.
Hey, bed bugs are expensive to get rid of, too. Yes, sir. Hey, But that was just the way it was. Before her, and I'm not blaming these females, because us men, we'll make passes, we'll flirt, and we'll get ourselves in trouble, and we'll be the one that initiates sometime. But I found that out, and that made me realize that I just couldn't be friends with them because it was always end up sexual.
Yep. I went on a corporate trip, and I seen some of these. Last year, I went on a corporate trip. The marker was out.
I remember when you went.
And I seen a bunch of ladies act a different way. Guys too. No, let me say it. I seen
guys
a bunch
too.
Of guys. Let me say it first. I seen a bunch of guys and a bunch of ladies.
Yeah, we won't hold the ladies by themselves.
Different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once they start drinking,
oh man,
that's when the flirtation start happening.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I was in my department, y'all. This is a true story. I'm gonna tell you guys this. This is a true story. I was married at the time. I was
You married at the time?
I was married.
You still married now? How you say at the time?
Whoa. Thank you, G-Man. Whoa. Hey.
No, you need to start this whole stuff over. Look, now you at the time. So what happened? You pull your way out of your marriage? Huh?
G-Man,
you had juicy fruit on your mind?
Hey, you thought G-Man do.
You was chewing some of that yellow.
Man, come on, G-Man. You know what I mean. G-Man, when I say I was married at the time, I wasn't single anymore. So hey, fellas, Road Dogg, Gerald, I had gotten married. So
okay, there you go.
So G-Man don't do me right. I tell you what. But anyway, hey, check this out. Now, I was at a place working as a industrial technician.
Mm-hmm.
And this female would come in my department every day. And I never said nothing out of the way to her. Every day she come in my department. And I was sitting in the office one day, right? I was sitting in the office behind the desk writing. And she said, JP, do you think my breast's too big? And I looked up and she had took her breast out.
Oh, man, what you did, lick it?
I said, put them up. That's what I told her. I said, fella, I promise a true story. I said, put them up. Put them up.
You turn your head?
No, I told her, put them up. I didn't turn my head.
Wait, he didn't turn his head, though.
Hey, fellas, I didn't turn my head. I threw my hand up over my eyes.
Hey, look, but you threw your hands up.
Now,
you had a little bit of crack going.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Hey, but it's funny to think about it. Anyway, I actually went out my department and went down and talked with her supervisor and told him to tell her just to stay out my department. because
is that a form of sexual harassment, though?
Hey, man, I don't know. I wouldn't harass, but I was tempted. So, hey, you know what I mean, fellas? I was tempted. I wouldn't harass at all. I was tempted. And so I had to tell her, put them up, and I had to go talk to her supervisor. Hey, I didn't tell him what she done, G-Man. And fellas, I said, hey, you got an employee though, you're supposed to be in my department, talk with her and tell her don't come back up there. And it could have been opposite, you know, not blaming women. I could have been just as easy, the seductive one that had up there. But in this case, I wasn't.
Well, imagine you pulling your chest out and saying, I bet you any money, she would have been like, what the heck? She ain't going to tell you to put it up.
Yeah.
We got two messages.
All right.
I think what's most important is, you know, how you're engaging your relationships with the opposite sex. And then if you feel like somehow threatened by your partner's relationship with the opposite sex in any way, how that's communicated is very important. You know, obviously it's going to come with some, it's going to unearth some level of insecurity within yourself, but that's where everyone's got to hold their own, understand themselves, have that self-awareness. Like, why is this, you know, bothering me? Like, what's happened to me that this is bothering me to this extent? And then be able to communicate that. Like, hey, I didn't really appreciate the way that conversation went and what was exchanged. Like, you know, trust is huge. Trust is so important.
I'm going to play the other one.
Actually, if you can't really trust the person that's talking to you or communicating with, like, nothing's going to get through. And there's no building blocks to make for a, you know, a strong house, so to speak.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's very important for everyone to find themselves and know their own integrity and their own values and moral compass, stick to that, and have a shared vision and a relationship. And then just, you know, build from there, communicate, you know, with trust from there, which is so scary. I totally understand. It is one of the scariest experiences in life, especially when you have been let down before, you know. It's easier to just hide and hold up type thing.
She just speak a mouthful.
Yeah, both ladies talked about trust.
Same,
you know what I mean?
Same woman.
Same woman.
Yes. Yeah,
thank you, my brother. Same one. Thank you for clarifying that. Thank you for clarifying that. But she talked about trust. And, you know, and trust is important. In any relationship. But you know, it ain't no but, you know, but I would say this right here. Trust is important.
Yeah.
But I know.
But you know, and not to cut you off, but she used that word integrity a lot.
Uh-huh, in communication.
You know, so, yeah, in communication.
Yeah.
So she used that word integrity.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what she wants. I mean, yes. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, that's all we got.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We got our integrity. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and whatnot.
Yes.
But I, like I said, and I gotta say this. My uncle who was 72 years old when he passed away, was a playboy from the Playboy, from the Hemaflair.
Yes, sir.
He called it Hemaflair.
Yeah.
But
remember you talking about him?
He used to always say this. He said, I'm a Cheerio. You ain't gonna put no lucky charm in me. And you know, if you think about what he's saying, is that, you know, you ain't gonna make me no differenter.
Yeah,
you know,
he ain't gonna change for nobody.
He's
who he is.
Yeah, that's right. He said so. If you the Cheerio, and you know, Lucky Charms got a lot of color in there.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So,
oh yeah, that's right. But you know, so. Yes, sir. But, hey, I will say this right here. Communication is important. Trust is important. in any relationship, no doubt. But I know who I am. We've got to know who we are. And yeah. I have come to realize that when it comes to me dealing with women.
I thought you liked Lucky Charms.
Huh? No. You said what G-Man said? He thought I liked Lucky Charms. I love Lucky Charms. Oh, I don't love Lucky Charms, G-Man. Oh, G-Man shaking his head saying, no. I felt I'm lost now. Yeah. I'm lost now. Well, let's put it this way.
But you, like you've been getting ready to say, you know what? I'll tell you this. It's like in a relationship and all that stuff like that, I think that it's never going to be okay, you know what I mean, to have someone as a friend as the opposite sex. But like you guys said earlier, and I have to remember that, is that some people have more girls as
yeah, a friend. Yeah.
Like guys, some of them have... Yeah. And they don't even think none of that, nothing outside of the box.
Yeah.
They don't think that, you know, what information that I'm sharing them is nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because you just cracking jokes or you're just talking about work or something like that. You know, some guys do that, you know?
Yeah. Hey, and I did, like G-Man, many years ago, the company I previously worked for, there was a lot of females work there. And so I talked with them, quite a few of them, every day. And, you know,
You did some coffee talking, and you develop a friend.
I don't know what G-Man talking about coffee talking, fellas.
You know coffee talking. You ain't never heard Miguel say coffee in the morning.
Fellas, Gerald, you familiar with Gerald?
Huh?
I don't know what G-Man talking about.
You ain't had no coffee talk.
What's coffee talk, G-Man? I want you to play. I want you to tell us what it is. I mean, the boys, we trying to figure it out.
Coffee in the morning. I
love my coffee in the morning, but I'm usually at home when I drink it.
Okay, that's what you need to do. You need.
I'm at home.
You need to sip on that coffee when you're at home. That's right.
I'm at home when I drink it.
You lick. That's coffee.
Lick. What the hell you mean lick, G-Man? Fella, what are you talking about? G-Man always lose me. I hate Gerard.
Here we go. There's a lot of things that G-Man say. I don't know what he be talking about. And I'll be sitting here Gerard. And I'll be like, did you just say that? And I'm like, so I don't know what that is. I don't know what coffee talk is.
Gerard, that's me. Gerard, you know, we've been around a little while now, but I'm with you.
Don't let Gerard fool you. Don't let Gerard fool you. I mean, his name, he got Gerard.
We're not gonna start that today. We're not gonna start that today. We went two episodes and y'all ain't say nothing. We're not gonna start this back up again today.
Okay.
Went two straight episodes and not said anything. JP come back now is his name on his Drive 46. But out there in the streets, his name is Hot Thot Summer. Nah, we ain't finna do that today.
Nobody even mentioned that.
It was coming. It was on the way. Y'all about to get started.
Yeah. Hey, Gerard, you already know.
Let me tell you this, Gerard knew I was getting ready to say hot. I was getting ready. That's what I was getting ready to say. That's his name
exactly.
On the street.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
He cut me off.
Yes,
I appreciate you. I appreciate you claiming your name early.
Okay,
that's not my name.
Gerard did not claim his name.
Yes,
that
he
name.
Did. He just claimed his name early.
He didn't claim that.
I just knew what you were going to say.
Yes, sir.
I knew what you were going to say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I got a question. Since we talking about... you know what I'm saying? Having friends of opposite sex. How do you feel about, you know what I'm saying, when you're friends with your ex? Can you be friends with your ex and still maintain a healthy relationship with the person that you're with?
I think that shit's weird, personally, but that's just me. I think that's weird. Look, we broke up for a reason. Unless we share a kid that is not 18 in college or about to get married, there is no reason for me to still have communication with you. I ain't coming to your family cookouts or functions. I'm not understanding why we supposed to be hanging out. We shouldn't be doing no joint vacations. That shit's weird. That's all I got on that one. I'm sorry. Shit's weird.
Yeah, I agree.
And Rodolph, I got to agree with you 100, not 100%, but 110%. I got many exes out there, Rodolph. And yeah, once they became my exes, they were my exes for a reason. And
you had an ex name. They used to call your ex Copper Than Burn because she used to always be in her knee.
Hey, Copper Than Burn. G-Man making up some stuff. But I'm telling you, see how G-Man do.
But she own her own company.
I don't care. I don't deal with none of my exes. Yeah. And I got several.
I seen her truck riding around here in L.A., Rock Hill, and Fort Mill.
Let it keep riding, my brother. Let it keep riding. Keep on trucking, baby. But, you know, Rodolph, it couldn't have been said better. It is very weird. They are, you know, male or female, you know, with the ladies that got exes. They're your exes for a reason. And the women that are my exes, they're my exes because I didn't want to deal with them anymore. I had enough. They had enough of me, but most of the time it was me having enough of them. And we're exes for a reason.
So question right quick. So what if you and your ex had a kid and y'all broke up?
Rodolph clarified that if you ain't got children, everything changes when you got children.
But you know
you
that,
still got to deal with them because you got that kid there.
So should we be like, as a man, should you be jealous that the other person gonna be a part of it?
No, you shouldn't be jealous that he's gonna be a part. But there's a limit to where he should be. He shouldn't be sitting up in your house chilling, and you come home and he's sitting up in there with his feet propped up. Something wrong with that?
No, his feet propped. I'm gonna kick his feet off the table.
So you fellas, you know that
I'm gonna say just like this: you and her
get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of times, you know, males and females would go back to the exes and that be still a relationship. But as Roe pointed out, it's weird unless there's children involved. And when there's children involved, you got a relationship that's got to last, and it's going to last the entire time because you got children involved.
Other than that, no.
It's ridiculous. But Ro, I don't deal with my exes.
Yeah.
None of them.
Yeah. Well, one of your ex trying to deal with you. I seen the truck riding around you. She said she'll spa your carpet and wax cars and clean carpet and all that stuff like that, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay, G-Man. What we gotta do with them, fellas?
Yeah, I don't know, I just think it's weird.
I love this stuff. Can you maintain a healthy relationship and still be friends with the opposite sex? You know, that was the original. That's what the subject is about. Like I say, I got females I talk with, but I don't consider them my friends. You know, I just don't consider them my friends. And case closed. You know, if they were my friends, I have their numbers in my phone. They'll be able to call me. I'll be able to call them. No, I don't have their numbers on my phone.
So you ain't got the numbers change up like Darlene name is
Daryl.
Pizza Hut. That's what I used to do. No. Darlene name Pizza Hut.
That's what I used to do a long time ago. I used to make up names, then I didn't even know who they were.
Mary name is McDonald's.
Yeah.
Exactly.
G-Man need to tighten up now. He's telling all this stuff.
No, old G-Man. No, man, you looked at my phone.
Hey, but that's what I used to do. Yeah. See, G-Man know what he's talking about. I used to do it. But that was a long time ago.
No, you got to remember, I'm from the age of, like, when they had, like...
You old school, G-Man. Old school. You old school like me. I used to, hey, if that name was Donna, if the name was Donald, I may put Dunn. If the name was Julie, I'll put Juwan.
You got to be careful now. Juwan is a very dangerous name. Hey, Juwan.
Juwan.
Don't you say Juwan. Juwan, hey, look.
Yeah.
Remember I was telling you what my uncle said earlier?
What is it?
He said that he's a Cheerio. He mm-hmm. don't want no Lucky Charm in there.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you. But anyway, so, yeah, but yeah, man, but that was a long time ago. Long time ago. So Gerald, I know we've talked on this subject. Can you guys say that you have, I'm going to ask another question, and to G-Man, especially G-Man, can you guys say that you have females, the opposite sex that you are friends with?
For me, no, I don't, because the only friends I got is the people that I'm around, and mm-hmm. that's you guys, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, I mean, other than family members that's down in Charleston, that's mm-hmm. it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard because I don't, like, too much trust people. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You know?
See.
So, I don't deal with that, the opposite set. But you guys, that's my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Friends that I have, you know?
How about Gerard and Rodo?
I have three.
Maybe four.
Mm-hmm. You too, Gerard. See,
I have people that I associate with at work, but not outside mm-hmm. of work.
Hey, Gerard, I love that. Notice that we as men, notice that Gerard and Road Dogg and G-Man, notice that it's very limited, right? Would you guys agree with me that we're very limited with the amount? But now, guess what? Now, I'm going to make some folks mad, and they may start calling in when I say this. Females have them. If you go through that, the average female's phone, she have a whole bunch of them. And we going back to that subject we talked about putting them in the friend zone. But see, us males, here's what I'm saying. Us males have to earn all value in society, right? As men, we have to work, we have to prove ourselves, we have to build ourselves into the best version of ourselves. We have to acquire wealth, acquire material things. That's what makes us who we are as men. That's what makes us, that fulfills our happiness. Our happiness comes from acquiring, from accomplishing goals, from being the best version of ourselves. And females look for that. But now notice now, I said all that to say this. Most of us don't have free females in the friend zone, but you would be surprised at how many back to that friend zone. The average female have a whole bunch of males in her phone. The average female in the friend zone.
So what would you do if your wife got a bunch of? Go ahead. What would you guys do if your wife or your girlfriend have like more like a bunch of random people name, you know, in their phone? How would you guys handle it?
Hey fellas, that's easy for me. Hey, mm-hmm. I better move the hell out and got my own place, and that's me. I'll be a single man again. That's me now, because I would not tolerate it.
Yeah,
as a man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I
think for me, because I have female friends, so it's like mm-hmm. I'm a person that I can't go, hey, I have this amount, you have triple the amount, and be like, mm-hmm. oh, it's a problem now. I feel like if I have my three, she may have 12 guy friends in her phone.
You got that right.
But out of those 12, she may actually talk to maybe two of them. I have four female friends that I may talk to on a regular basis. So my four are automatically going to trump that 10.
because the rate at which that we communicate with each other. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So at that point, I can't say, well, you got a little bit too much there. It's more so on a, what y'all said earlier. It's about a respect thing. Hey, look, I'm letting you know about these conversations that I'm having with them. And the only thing you can do is say, hey, I hope you respect me enough to let me know about your conversations. You know what I mean? I can slide you the phone. You can see whatever texts. You know what I mean? If you see me texting and laughing and, oh, what you laughing at? Oh, this is what we talking about. Look at this shit. Look at this shit she said right now. You know what I mean? Now, if you go, hey, I think y'all talking a bit too much, gotcha. But then on the flip side, that means if it's seven, if you say, hey, look, you talking to her, all right, y'all friends and stuff, but hey, look, I think anything after like five is like being a little extra. Gotcha. Now, your phone go off and homeboy texts you at 6:45. Me being the person I am, I'm going to look at you and go, whew, it's past five, ain't it? What's going on? Hey, maybe we'll let homeboy know about the 5 o'clock curfew right here.
You got that right.
You know what I mean? So then it goes back to the whole respect thing of what y'all said.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's how I look at it, though. You know, everybody different.
I think for me, I believe, like, I don't have an issue with whomever having male friends or whatever. It's just, let's knock the boundaries. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Let's, you know, like I said, let's keep stuff in house. Let's.
You got it, my brother.
That friend ain't got to know everything. Like, okay, if we argue 7 a.m. on a Saturday, he don't need to know at 8:30 a.m. that we had an argument.
You got it right.
True. That's true.
So with that, like I said, I don't have an issue. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just one of them things where, you know, see, for me, like I said, I have friends. I can say friends. I have people I associate myself with. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but they don't know if I was in a relationship, they wouldn't know about my home life.
Yes, sir.
We can talk about anything else. We can talk about work. We can talk about sports. We can talk about the podcast. We can talk about anything else. But the home stuff, no, because I feel like then that leads into other things eventually. And not, you know what I'm saying? So the pillow talking, it just elevates even more.
Yeah.
So as long as you have, as long as there's, you know what I'm saying, have your, I don't care what you talk about, as long as it's not stuff that's going on within the relationship.
Oh yeah.
But we appreciate everyone that's listening. We're gonna be on probably how long? To 6:30, right? And then we're gonna leave and then come back on for the second show.
At 7.
So at 7, well, 7 or 7:30.
What the hell did I say that for?
I think it's 7. I think it's 7. 7:30.
Well, it got 7:29, so you know.
Hey, Juicy Baby.
There she go. There she go.
Juicy.
Sex symbol been Juicy. Looking for you all show.
Juicy make me show out, fellas.
We know. We know.
Wife beat the hell out of me when I get home.
We know. We know.
Hey, Gerard. Hey, Gerard. I can't disagree with you at all. I can't disagree with you at all, Gerard. Anyway, but Gerard, back on this subject, I have said again, you know, we've talked about this, but I can truly say that I don't know. G-Man playing some music over here.
Why he always do? He always do something like that when it's all together.
What we gotta do with him?
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, no. Coffee in the morning.
Anyway, Gerard, as I've stated, Gerard, I have found out personally with myself. Mm-hmm. That I cannot be friends with, you know, the opposite sex. For some reason, for me,
you can't control yourself.
Yeah, I control myself.
Okay, let's role play right quick.
Here we go.
I'm gonna call my cousin.
Call your cousin.
Yeah, he's in New York right now.
Is he smooth like me?
No.
Is it a he or she? You know what I mean? But I want to know. Is it a he or she?
He got pronouns.
Pronouns?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't mess with them pronouns. I didn't do too good in English.
But go ahead and tell your story.
But fellas, I have found out. Gerard, Road Dog, G-Man, you know, I've really listened to Road Dog and Gerard. Mm-hmm. And they make sense. They saying that there comes a limit to, you know, when it comes to that friendship. Gerard let us know that he limit his work. And Road Dog said, yeah, hey, yeah, you know, I got him, but there's only so far I can go in the conversation with him.
That's right.
And G-Man, you was pretty much the same way. You was like, yeah, I got him, but, you know, they're at work and there's only so far we can go. And for some, and with me, I done found out that for some reason, and I'm no different from you guys, but for some reason, I done found out it just doesn't work with me because, like I say, it ended up, usually them, they start flirting, then I started flirting. They flirt more, then I flirt more. Then I probably beat them to the point I get turned on. And I'm like,
hey boy, you can't walk around. I'm telling you right now, you better not walk around. You better not walk around like that, boy. If you get turned on inside a mechanic shop, you better change a bunch of tires.
I knew I'd get them fired up when I said that.
Man, I'm telling you right now, you a mechanic. You sit there and you changing the oil.
I'm a mechanic and I like changing oil.
Okay, bro. Well, you changed the wrong oil. Yeah. That thing looked. Look, like your shirt right now, just imagine. Your shirt split open now, your chain showing, that hot oil hit down there, man. You never know.
Well, that joker won't cut me no slack. Yeah. Won't cut me no slack.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah. But anyway, for some reason with me and females, friends, it just has never worked. It always go back to sexual. That's just it. And I have found out it just doesn't work. So if a man, and I am married, but if I was single, I would refuse to be put in the friend zone by anyone. Because, as I've stated earlier, males don't put anyone. Males do now. Males usually wouldn't put females in the friend zone. Females put males in the friend zone. Meaning, hey, fellas, you remember what I said earlier? They're not the first pick. They got Chad and Tyrone and Pookie and Ray Ray that they checking out. Ain't that right, G-Man?
That's right.
And then whenever it doesn't work out with Chad and Tyrone and Pookie and Ray Ray, then they go back to the guy they got in the friend zone, which most people refer to as a simp. And so I refuse to be a simp to anyone. If I can't be number one, I ain't gonna be noble.
Now, I ain't gonna lie to you, what I do is, for the most part, I see you have to do it anyway, so it's like, now, I will say that the friends I do have, we do talk sexually. It's not like a hey, what I'll do to you, you know shit like that. It just be more so like, you know, we just say shit. But it's like, I look at it no different than me talking to G-Man or you or Gerard, because the same way I talk to one person is how I talk to everybody. You know what I mean? So it's no different for them. So like for them, they got a dick. So it's like, I see you as a dude. You know what I mean? So that's how it's easy for me to do it. It's like, there's nothing you can say that's going to shift the way I see you in this light. I see you as a friend and friend only, you know.
I got you. Well, I think me and G-Man can relate to you, Road Dogg. But that's good that you are able to, Road Dogg. That's good. You hear what he say, G-Man? Mm-hmm. He see him as a friend. But Road Dogg, they don't see you as a friend, though, Road Dogg. Especially when they get to talking like that. Gerard, would you agree with me, Gerard?
I think
Gerard got more experience than any of us.
Why would I have more experience than everybody?
That's hand down, man down. That's why.
Say it again.
Hand down, man down.
There we go.
Condom on. Fresh out.
There we go.
Gerard, you know I love you. You know I love you, but now Road Dogg know you better than me and G-Man know you now. Road Dogg, what did you say?
Hand down, man down. That's why he roll out the bed with the condom on. Most people brush their teeth in the morning. He slipped the condom on. He just never know what can happen between there and work. Stop at the gas station, get some gas. May have to pick up on some ass. You just never know.
He the only man I know talk to the cashier. They winking at each other next to you know they in the bathroom together. He don't wink.
Gerard, we apologize.
You know what? I'm used to it. I got used to it at this point. I got used to it.
Look. At 4 o'clock in the morning, he'd be pulling up to the gas station. Hey, listening to Two Live Crew. Dick, put your mama gig. Then the girl that the cashier would be bumping to, he's yeah, you hear my new song? She said, I like that song. Then she said, wink. He wink. They go in the bathroom together. He already got the condom on. Already got it. And the Nike boots. He got 7 different pair of Nike boots.
That's
blue, brown, white, pink, orange, and gray.
What I'm talking about is you're smooth, brother. You're smooth.
I don't know what y'all talking about. I think we need to get back to the topic.
You see somebody, you see a female in that store, first song you start singing behind him is Brass Monkey. Don't know why, but it just hits different.
Oh, we got a message. From Be Nasty.
Yo, what's up, y'all? How you doing? It's Be Nasty number 77. Can you maintain a healthy relationship and still be friends with the opposite sex? Hell yeah. I'm that chick that y'all guys like to chill with because I'm so down to earth. So, yeah, because especially when I play football, who don't want to tackle me? I got fucking 42 double Ds, 52 hips, and I know how to stay on all four. I'm a perfect sport person. Let's go to the gym, baby. Let's go lift that waist. Yeah, that's me.
She just said that she got 2 basketballs on top in front of her.
Nice.
Her chest.
That was classic.
Y'all can look her up because she does play football for real. Like for real, she plays football. Wow. Yeah, she plays football for real. Her highlights are on YouTube.
That's what's up, man. If she got 2 basketballs in front of her, she could be my center. I can say, hut, hut.
Don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Keep it straight.
Because I used to be a quarterback back in the day. And I, you know, the thing about it, I had good arms, you know what I mean? And they used to, like, when we used to play and all that, we used to, like, how the way our offensive coordinator used to have everything, they used to have it in a way that it used to be like, we used to not be under the center. So we used to actually do the shotgun because we used to do the full wide receiver and the 1 back just to make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember them days.
She got a response to what you said, G-Man, about you said you was a quarterback. She got a response.
Nah, stop using my line. That's the line I'd be giving the guys. I'm like, yo, baby, what's up? Can I be your center? You be my quarterback? Hut, hut. What? That shit turn your niggas on. Let me play. Let me just put my helmet and my pads with no clothes on. I'm all for it, baby.
Thank you.
Y'all know the message.
Okay.
Man, shut up. The reason why y'all did that is because they didn't want to touch each other's balls. Because let me tell you something. I know the quarterback, we feel some puss. She had to put her hands up in between those lips. So I don't care. Y'all can say anything y'all want. I am convinced that football is the most sexual fucking devious sport I ever met, been that I haven't played.
Oh God. I like that because if you're saying hot hut, and I'm saying hut. No, you go ahead and answer. Go ahead.
I ain't getting it at G Man.
No, because because Gerard taught me that. He taught me how to
Gerard got whiffed.
Yeah, Gerard got a lot of wisdom.
Road Dog got wisdom.
Yeah, they got a bunch of wisdom. But Gerard is the hey, he liked the hut hut.
Hey, now y'all hear, she talked about football and she was saying that men and women could be friends. But now it seemed to me that now it done went sexual already between her and the G-Man.
Oh no.
It ain't G-Man, but I'm saying it done went sexual.
But you know what? And that's the thing about, like, football. A lot of people think that it's a lot of touching in that. You know what I mean?
It is. I played basketball too. Yeah, it was a lot of touching, but I was hurting. Man, look, I'll tell you blood.
Man, when I was 15 years old, I mean 14, 13, 12. I played
football.
I didn't even know that somebody was supposed to tap your hip after you made a play. What the heck? You tapping my hip.
Hey, fellas, when
then
I
you
played
play basketball, the other guy, no, we don't do that. I don't want you to tap. Just put your hands on my shoulder or something like that. But don't tap my hip if I score a point.
Hey, when I played football, most of the time I find myself taking my mouthpiece out, spitting blood out. So,
damn.
Male, yeah. But now, we heard her say that.
It's a. She right. It's a lot of contact.
But
it's a lot of physical.
It'd be
contact.
A whole bunch of physical contact there if it's a man and a female out there.
She got another message.
Okay, this is for the ladies. I y'all who's not in the sport. Let me tell you something. That's the best sexiest shit you can play with your man. It's Super Bowl Sunday. You getting ready? You know what I'm saying? You'll be like, if your team win, I give you some deep throat. If your team is winning, you can give me some deep strokes. Come on now. It's football related. Let's make love. Let's make some babies. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Go ahead, Road Dog.
I'm about to say, why y'all get quiet now?
Hey, Gerard. It done got sexual. See Gerard. You know, she
got JP stuttering. Had JP stuttering. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, got me stuttering, bro. Hey, you got that right. Got me stuttering. It got G-Man over y'all. I wish y'all see his face. He over here trying to think.
No, I mean, the only thing I can honestly say, I mean, I done said it before, she could be my center. Hut? You know what? And that's the thing. That's what I was trying to get at. Like, when I was younger and all that stuff like that, we used to do, like, shotguns. You know what I mean? Not one time I had to put my hands underneath the center. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, because they had changed it up so much that, and you got to have somebody dedicated to be a center. Somebody that don't mind being touched.
Yeah, yeah. You got that masculine framework.
That's right. That's right.
You're all about sports. You're all about winning.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, but fellas, as I've stated again, I don't think with my history, Gerard, Road Dog, G-Man, I have never been able to be these females' friends. It hadn't worked with me. Every time I've tried to be the friends, I found some deep breathing going on, and it usually me. and sometimes I had them breathing pretty deep themselves, and it just didn't work. And it just didn't work.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be nice. I would love to be able to be friends with females. Now, like I say, I love you guys,
But I would love to be able to be friends with these females.
But can you control yourself, though?
Yeah, I used to do pretty good. But when they begin to get naked in front of me, it's hard to control myself. Any other questions, G-Man? Oh.
G-Man, you good?
Yeah, I was just laughing at JP because it was funny. He said he can't control himself. Naked.
I didn't say I could control myself. I said it's hard when they begin to get naked.
Listen, I feel sorry for the bitches in front of me because all I do is touch breasts. And you got to understand, women are different from men. I got the good breast pad. I got the what's my shit called? Oh, fucking, what? I got the best shoulder pads. It goes on underneath my breast because I had to find one to cover my breast. So, no one can't touch it. But me, when I come up and I strike a bitch, I strike it on your nipples. All I feel is nipples for days. I kid you not. I played 120 games and I felt nothing but breasts.
I need to give you a chest exam.
Don't get in trouble.
What say, Gerard?
Don't get in trouble. Huh? Don't get in trouble.
You know what? And football is one of those sports that is very, very dangerous. If you play it correctly, you won't get hurt. You know what I'm saying? If you play it like how the way she said that, she know how to play the game. She know how to actually sit there and make sure that not only that she's protecting herself, she's making sure that she's touching chest. She's making sure that she's rubbing the chest. She's making sure that she's rubbing the shoulder pads or the shoulder. You know what I mean? She making sure that they understand that she's here. She's there. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So that makes sense, you know?
Okay, we hear you.
It should have been like a lead that had, like you said, man and woman on the lead. Because nothing would get done.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing would get done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You imagine you being the wide receiver and you got a lady being the cornerback.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How would you do that? I mean, like, she look you in your eyes and she say, JP, give me your best. What would you do?
I give her my best.
I knew.
I give her my best.
What you going to do, a five and an out?
No.
You going to do, like,
15 and an out.
A hitch and a go?
Hitch and a go.
Are you going to do a six and a nine?
What's six and a nine? I've been known
you
to
go
do
six,
it.
You go six up and nine back.
Oh, no. I got about too old for that 6-9 position.
Oh. No, that's I'm not.
Wow.
What are you talking about? 6 and 9. Wow. Don't let him move.
Wow.
I'm talking about what?
We got it.
Hey, yo, what Gerald say? Gerald say, wow.
We got it.
Gerard said, right.
Wow. We got a mess.
Hey, Gerard.
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting in trouble. I'm just telling you. It's like you got to see how the fit. So when you see the NFL players have they, you know, on their breast pads, the girls, for some reason, whoever told them girls that these were the best pads for them, lie. Because all you, they titties are just hanging like, you know, like udders. I don't know. But I keep make sure my boobs, I got to put like two bras to make sure that my breasts don't go nowhere, don't bounce on nothing, and they're inside. Let me tell you something. In the wintertime, it's cold when my nipples get hit. Bruh, shit, that's not a good feeling.
Hey, be nasty. When y'all playing again? So me and the guys can come check you out. That's a question to you whenever you get time to respond.
And I got another question. Why is your name Be Nasty?
Oh, I ain't thought about that. Now I'm looking at the thing.
Why is your name Be Nasty, baby?
Oh, man.
Hey,
all right.
Gerard, you know what I mean, Gerard?
Huh?
Gerard, that's all I got to say. Hey, Rodolph.
Yeah?
I want to know why her name Be Nasty.
I like that name, though.
G-Man say he like that name.
Because you could change your name to JP Nasty.
I ain't. Okay.
I mean, JP. I could change my name G-Nasty.
There you go. You about to get your response.
So the reason why my name is being nasty is because I'm black. Black nasty. My skills are nasty. So if I when those days that I don't play my best, would you want to be Negro disgusting? No, I'm black nasty because I'm smooth. I'm like my size. Don't let my size fool you. And baby, I squat 315. No, 415, and I bench 235.
Man, you a strong one then. She's strong. If she bench pressing 235 mm-hmm. and squatting for something, mm-hmm. you ain't got a chance, JP.
Yeah, yeah.
That sound like when y'all gonna be in the Amazon position.
Well, it be G man. Hey, be nasty. I don't know. Hey, my best squat is at 181 is 480. My best deadlift at 181 is about 500. And my best bench at 181 is 390. I am one of the North Carolina State powerlifting champions. So I can relate to that, baby.
Yeah, she's strong.
I think we can be nasty together then.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hell. What the hell happened to Juicy?
Juicy done throw me to the curb. My baby done throw me to the curb, fella. Hey, I've been looking for him. Gerard, I've been looking for him. That's my baby right there.
I guess one bus passed. There's another one coming along. So, hey, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But we got a message.
So if you ever heard my shows with me and TT, you know, rest in peace, baby girl. If you ever heard, I used to always say, I'm the type of chick that will squat you in the air and deep throat you and give you, you know, give your head while doing it. That's why I say that, because it happened. You know what I'm saying? You got to be that special dude to get a special treatment, you know?
Why everybody quiet? I know, be nasty. I remember you. I used to listen to your shows all the time. Quiet, y'all.
You already had somebody do like
Gerard. You know why we quiet?
You got a message.
Can you maintain a healthy relationship and still be friends with the opposite sex? Fuck no. Like that bitch right there, little cutie in the listeners. Like, she know I got a bitch, but like she still be trying to build my dick, my DM on BD, she a freak hoe. Always trying to hit me up on Snap, trying to fuck with a nigga. I told her goofy ass, bitch fall back with your bogus ass on BD. But that bitch keep pressing, man. I'm about to block her goofy ass, boy.
Yeah, okay.
We heard it.
We heard
my brother.
That was an awkward message.
On bro, Pookie and Ray Ray. Hey, you know he can pull tonight. He can pull.
Oh hell.
Y'all know that he can pull.
What? That was just an awkward message, especially with her sitting in the room. It made it awkward.
My brother, what just happened?
I don't know. We got a message.
They got a flag right there. Flag on the play. You know, the mouths that speak, the people that keep their mouth closed are the best one that you keep. So, baby girl, whoever you are, you did a good move by not pressing and go.
Got another message.
Okay.
Yeah, But yeah, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this episode up. And y'all got any final thoughts? So we can go ahead and take a break and come back at 7:30.
Hey, my brothers, I'm gonna say this. Hey, I want to let both of you know I love you. I'm a hero, G man. Hey, no, I can't be friends with the opposite sex. Don't want to be friends with opposite sex because it'll be sexual, and I'll be ready to get it on, and they'll be ready to get it off. But anyway,
you said get it on. Get it off.
You said you ready to get it on. Never ready to get it off. Oh, hell.
Take it off. So you got to be very careful
with that.
Thank you, G-Man.
You just say, get it on.
Thank you.
And get it on. Which one?
Thank you, G-Man, for that college education.
And that.
But my brother, with me, my brothers, I love you all. It just hasn't worked. And Gerard, Low Dog, G-Man, I don't know about with you, fella, but with me, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got anything?
I have nothing else.
No, I'm good.
I'm going to go ahead and... I'm gonna play these messages out, and then we can just go ahead and close out.
Yes, sir, my brother, and we'll see you in a little while.
All right.
I think you need to do a show. It's called Sex and Sports, because I think that'd be cool. The only rule I keep for me, if you're gonna be my friend, you just gotta know that I sleep in my room naked. I walk in the house butt naked, and I sleep butt naked. If you can handle my titties looking back at you because, you know, they don't sag, hey, we good money, right?
God,
titties don't sag.
Did somebody say, God damn?
I said, God.
Did somebody say that?
I said, God dang. Hey, look, let me tell you this, man.
If them
snow cones standing up like that, bro, that's dangerous. You can call them snow cone, you can call it dang on. What's the one with the chocolate on top with the nuts on top of it?
Nutty buddy.
I'm gonna call her Nutty Buddy. You got a nice Nutty Buddy. If it's standing up like that, it don't sag down.
All right, well. This is the end of this episode. You didn't have anything, right? No, we about to go ahead and close out. We'll go ahead and close it out.
All right.
All right. We're out.
Peace.
All right.